Okay, where did you live during the Depression, Nana?
Well, at the beginning of the Depression, I lived in Santa Rosa, Texas, down in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And there were six of us kids,
mm-hmm.
four girls, two boys were the oldest. And my mom and pop worked at a cannery.
Mm-hmm.
And us four girls had to walk to school 3 miles every day.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Right.
That's a long ways.
Right. And we didn't have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have, we had to get our water from the outside. We didn't have running water in the house.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Okay, Papa. What about you? Where did you live during the Depression, Papa?
I lived in Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were living in town, and my dad bought a friend of his had a little 20-acre farm,
mm-hmm.
a house and everything on it, and didn't have any money. But Mr. Gates told him that if he could pay $50 down and $50 a year,
mm-hmm.
you sell it to him for $600. The 20-acre farm with a house, windmill, and everything on it.
Oh, really?
And so we went in, me, my brother, and my sister, and my parents lived there. And we went into the dairy business in 1932, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up. Got up and milked cows by hand at 2 o'clock in the morning and bottled the milk, had it sitting on the people's doorstep before daylight. And we did not have electricity. We didn't have gas. I had kerosene stove and lights. And and I don't remember what year that the REA come in, but they put electricity in. And it was just like a new town. When we turned the dairy barn lights on,
yeah,
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, how much did you sell your milk for?
Well, it was 2 quarts for 15 cents.
Hmm. Okay,
it's kind of cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, and your whole family worked at the dairy.
Yeah, and then when I was 17, that was in 30, I guess in 37,
mm-hmm.
I went to work for. Of a seismograph company.
Yeah.
I worked for them until about a month before the war broke out.
Yeah.
And I worked in Texas and Oklahoma.
Okay. And Nana, what about you?
We lived in the valley in Santa Rosa for about 2 years.
What did the children do? Did y'all the children have to work?
In the valley, we did not work.
Y'all didn't work.
We lived out in the country, and we had to stay at the house while they worked.
Yeah.
And we lived in there out of Kennedy.
Yeah.
And I remember we had an old model A car. I don't know what model it was. It was an old one.
Yeah.
Four doors.
Yeah.
And every cotton season, the six of us kids and mom and pop would load in that car and go to Vorton or to Port Lavaca. And pick cotton.
Oh, really? And how old were you then?
I was 12 then.
You were 12? And how old was, like, your youngest sister?
8.
So they had her out there picking
8,
cotton
10, too. And 12.
Oh, right. Really? Huh, so that was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, it was. Because when we'd go off to pick cotton, we had to just board our house up and leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd stay in an old house where the cotton farmer had a little old shack down there. That's what we'd stay in.
Yeah. Huh.
We'd sleep on the floor.
Yeah. And what about your...
Can you imagine us taking that, all of us in that car, and we had to take clothes.
You had to take everything?
And everything, what we could take.
Yeah. Huh.
And we'd get out there in those cotton sacks. I don't guess anybody remembers. They were 9 to 12 foot long.
Yeah.
Ducking.
Yeah.
And they had a strap on them that you hooked over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you went along the rows and picked your cotton.
So everybody had one of those sacks?
Everybody pulled a sack.
Oh, really?
Pulled a cotton sack.
That seems kind of weird. Your little 8 little, little girls out there picking cotton, you know.
But some of the cotton, some of it was easier to pick because it was taller. But if it was down close to the ground, it was hard to pick.
How much did you make doing that?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
We got paid by the pound of cotton.
And your dad and mom were out there too picking cotton?
Yeah,
cotton.
Yeah. Pop never could. He was kind of handicapped in a way.
Yeah.
And he had always wear knee pads and pick cotton on his knees.
Yeah.
But we had one of those Wrangler trucks, those trucks that went along the end of the road, on the road, that sold these little snow cone things. And sometimes Pop would treat us to one of those.
Oh, really?
And we'd run down there and catch that truck before it. And a nickel apiece. Take them back, sit down on our cotton sack, and relax and enjoy.
Yeah. So did a lot of people travel with y'all? Like when y'all went somewhere?
No, we went alone.
But were there a lot of other families picking cotton also?
Oh, yes. All those crops had to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back then, everything had to be harvested by hand.
Yeah. So when y'all went, you met a lot of people going to the same places to harvest cotton?
Yeah, there'd be other people there picking.
Other families?
Yeah, the families, because we couldn't pick it all, you know.
Yeah.
They're big fields. Those were long rows, too, I guarantee you.
No, I bet they were. I bet they were.
Yeah.
Those cotton sacks, grown people pulled the cotton sack about 10 foot long.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, us four girls would get in a contest in picking cotton.
Oh, really?
Which I know Mom and Pop were proud, because that meant more money to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd see who could pick the most cotton in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you'd work, what time would y'all start?
At daylight.
And y'all stop at
day? At dark.
At dark. So you'd go all day.
Sometimes we'd be sitting there on the end of the cotton row waiting for the sun to come up.
Yeah. What did y'all eat? I mean, did y'all take lunches with y'all, or?
No.
Y'all just?
We'd have brought back to the house, and Mom would make us up some bread. We never had light bread. She always made biscuits. And we'd just eat something there. No, we didn't take our lunch with us.
What about clothing? Did your mom make all your clothing?
And oh yeah, she made all of our clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What if
we didn't take many clothes with us because we didn't have room to travel.
Yeah.
We did that from season to season, cotton season to cotton season. We'd go back to the same place and pick cotton.
And Dad said something about you making clothes out of sacks, like
feed
sacks.
Oh, those feed sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those pretty flowered. Oh, they were really
They made dresses?
They made dresses and blouses.
And what about Papa? Did they make shirts out of them too?
Made shirts, and I never had a pair of store-bought shorts until I was 19 years old. They was all made out of feed sacks.
Yeah,
they were pretty sacks, and they were good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she would have a job, because you'd use only a sack of flour or feed. Now, we'd get flour in feed sacks too, like that. And because they'd get big sacks of flour. And she'd have a job trying to get enough of the same print in order to make a dress or something like that.
So she'd be shopping at a feed store looking for the right material.
Yeah, for that print. Same print.
At the grocery store, where you say your flour, they'd get it in, Mom used to get it in 25-pound bags. But when we had that dairy, we got feed.
Yeah.
And this wheat bran, they called it.
Yeah.
And it'd come in 100-pound sacks of that stuff. And it was high price. It cost 50 cents for 100 pounds.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then, and the first car we ever had, my mother bought it, baking pies for Marcus Tea Room in Kennedy.
Yeah.
It was a 1927 Chevrolet.
Huh.
And we used to go visit my grandparents in Lakey. And we'd leave early in the morning, and we'd get there just about dark.
Yeah.
But Sean, mainly whenever we would move out into the country, we moved a lot.
Yeah, you had to move a lot.
We had to move a lot. And we'd move a lot, and Pop sometimes during a certain time of the year, we'd share crop with the farmer. And by the way, we had to do all the work on the farm. And then they would just give you part of what, a percentage of what they took in.
What percent do you know?
I don't remember.
Yeah, was it a? I mean, it wasn't very much.
No, it was not much.
Yeah.
And it was. There was a different.
The sharecroppers. That's what
cotton. They are. No, you got a certain percent, and corn, you got a grain, you got a certain percent. You got more of one did the other. But
you got different percentages of it.
Yeah, of what of the income.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. How much.
So your dad would go out there and he would do all the work.
They had to do all the work.
All the work for the whole farm.
For the farmer. That's
And then they would
just get a percentage.
Did the farmer furnish you with like a house to live?
Yeah, we've got a house.
And but yeah. And food too. The farmer.
Oh no, we had to. No, that was
yeah. It. And y'all didn't have refrigerators or anything, so you had.
No, we had.
Y'all dried stuff a lot, or like how did you eat?
We didn't have a surplus.
What about
food
meat?
Like that.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't have to worry about keeping food. Then, yeah. Food, what about you, Papa? I mean, what did y'all do like for food?
Well, like we didn't have no. They didn't. There wasn't such things as refrigerators then.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have electricity.
Yeah.
Until way up in the 30s somewhere. Yeah. But we'd kill a hog and Mom would cook the whole hog. We'd cut it up and cook it and pack it in grease in a lard can.
That's curious.
And
that was curious.
It'd keep that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. And did the government ever did y'all have use any government programs? Did they ever?
No.
They never.
No.
During the
what really cured the depression was Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Now he started something called the Civilian Conservation Corps, and it was CCC.
Yeah.
And young men, because it was just like being in the army. They had barracks for them. They fed them and everything.
Yeah.
And they paid them so much. And they'd go around, and if a farmer needed new fences, they'd build his fences. They'd just do anything.
Oh,
really? And then the WPA, he instigated that too.
What was that?
Worker Progress Administration, and they built roads.
Oh, really?
They built teams, like the road from Massasandia.
Mm-hmm.
It was built with mules.
Oh, really? Huh.
Scraper.
Huh. So did a lot of people join these groups?
Yeah, well, like that CCC camp, they was thousands of young men.
They had camps everywhere or just
they had them, I don't know how many they had. There was one in Kennedy, and I don't know the nearest one to that, I think, was Victoria. I'm not sure.
But did
that one in Kennedy, they had about over 100. Men there.
Huh.
They'd go out and they just did everything that.
Oh, really? The farmer would just have to ask, and they would do it. The farmer didn't have to pay for it.
No.
And the government.
I mean, government paid.
Yeah, the government
paid them.
Oh, really?
That's when the depression started to end. Then. People started getting on their feet again.
Yeah. And what about you, Nanette? I mean, did you have any interaction with those groups? I mean, did. No, because you were just like, your family
was. Well,
just
at one time when we lived out of Kennedy, Mom, she'd get out and hitch a ride. We were about 3 miles out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And she would get out and catch a ride to go into work at the sewing room. Now, that was a government-operated thing, too, the sewing room. She'd go in there and sew clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what it was called, the sewing room?
Sewing room, yeah.
And who would they sew clothes for? Just
they were making clothes for the government.
They were making clothes for the government.
That's right.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like uniforms or?
Well, just different types of clothes.
Sorry, I imagine it's a service man.
I don't know.
And
yeah.
CC.
Well, when we lived
CC
there,
camp,
well,
they wore just khaki uniform.
Oh,
did you see a lot of them around? I mean, would you just be like driving down the road and you see them building something?
Yeah.
Or they were
everywhere?
Yeah.
Huh. And for doing that, they got their meals and
place to live.
Yeah. That's for a lot of people who didn't have anything.
Yeah.
They joined that.
Right.
Huh.
That was a good deal.
And they helped a lot of people that way.
You bet. Sure did.
Did they ever help y'all? Did they ever do anything for your dairy?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
We had at that time, after we'd been in dairy business for a year or two. We leased a place across the road from us that had a house on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad hired a Spanish family.
Yeah.
A man and his wife.
Yeah.
And the man helped with the farming. I done made part of the farming, but he helped with the farming.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman helped my mother in the house because she drove milk truck, delivered milk in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And he paid them, that family, living in that house, furnished them a house, a gallon of milk a day, and $20 a month.
Hmm. Wow. And how old were your brothers and sisters? They were younger than you.
Yeah. My brother, he was born 23.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, must have been born about.
She was 10 years younger than you.
Yeah.
She was real young during the Depression. She was real young.
Yeah, she was born in 30, I guess.
Yeah. And did she do any work? I mean, did she do anything around the house, or was she too young to do
that? No.
She was too young? And your brother did farming too with you?
Yeah, not very much. I did make farming. I was the.
Shaman, we lived there in that house. I told you when Mom worked at the sewing center. Well, we had neighbors that were about a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in this big old house, and like I say, no electricity or anything. But these neighbors of ours were friends, and they had an old cow.
Mm-hmm.
And when they'd take off to go somewhere, they were fortunate. They owned a farm and everything.
Yeah.
They'd have Mom come walk over there and milk their, take care of their cow, feed her,
mm-hmm.
and we'd get the milk. So Mom would do that twice a day. She'd go and feed that cow and milk her.
Hmm.
And that gave us milk.
Oh, that's good.
And we always tried to raise a pig.
Yeah.
Have a pig for meat, yeah.
Oh,
and she always tried to have a few chickens too.
We raised hogs for a couple of years.
Did you sell them?
Yeah.
How much did you sell them for?
3 cents a pound.
Hmm.
They brought
a lot of money.
That was top hogs. Brought 3 cents a pound in the market in San Antonio. San Antonio was the only place that we had of selling them.
And how'd you get them there, by truck or?
I had a trucker. He charged $10 to haul a load of.
That's a lot for back then.
Yeah, and the first load that we sent up there, forget how many hogs on it. It was a bobtail truck, but he had a full load.
Mm-hmm.
And the load brought $90. And paid I think that was after paying him $10 for hauling.
Yeah.
We got $90 for the, which that's a lot of. A lot of money then.
Yeah.
Well, Dad was working at when we were living in town in the 30s. Well, now this is just about 30, I guess it was. He was driving a truck for the Texas company,
mm-hmm.
and he got $75 a month,
mm-hmm.
and we had to rent a house, mm-hmm. and we had electricity there. And had two boys in school then.
Yeah. What did y'all do for fun? Like, did y'all ever have
fun? We had our own games.
Oh, really?
We would, yes, sir.
Was there, like, any community get-togethers that y'all ever went to?
No.
Like, no, not really, no. Did you go to church or anything?
When we had a way to get to church.
Yeah, y'all
lived out in the country most of the time.
So y'all didn't have, like, community get-togethers?
We did have a lady friend there in Kennedy that had three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped Mom a lot.
Oh, really?
And she would come out there and she'd take us into church. Yeah.
Huh. So were people like really, like, real, you know, together? Not really, I don't know how to put this. You know, were they really, everybody was like friendly towards each other because everybody was having hard times? You know, you helped each other out a lot.
Yes, everybody. Everybody knew what everybody else was going through.
So they kind of, everybody pitched in.
Even the people that had money.
Had the farms.
It was
depression for them too.
Common people like everybody else. They didn't act like they do now.
It just kind of brought people together, sort of.
That's right. Well,
you talking about for fun now? When we lived in Kennedy, me and my brother would get out on Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
and mow yards for people,
mm-hmm.
make a quarter a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday afternoon, we'd go to the show.
Yeah.
And we'd go see a picture show and sat through it at least two times, and it always had a cartoon in it. And we could go to the show, we could buy a Coke,
mm-hmm.
a bag of popcorn, and a bar of candy for that quarter.
Oh, really? Huh. How many days a week did y'all usually work?
No, we would get off. We would take off Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd work. You'd work from morning till dark every day.
6 days a week.
6 days a week.
Sunday, right?
Huh. And you work like that till, I mean, from
for years.
For years.
Right.
Huh. That's got to be a heck of a way of growing up.
You bet it was.
Oh,
but we had fun when we were home, and we, like we said, we had our own games.
Mm-hmm.
We'd play ball. We'd put on shows and for each other. And one would get up on the get down in the creek, and the sister would get up on the bank, and we'd play like we were a play. And it was fun. Yeah, we had fun.
But y'all didn't have a lot of toys, like toys or anything?
We didn't have toys.
You didn't have toys?
No.
We used to shoot marbles.
Oh, really? That's pretty neat.
You had to have you make your own fun. Have your own, make your own fun, because there wasn't anything to any entertainment of any kind. I don't know where we didn't even have a radio till they got electricity. We used to make our own radios. We get a crystal. A crystal cost a dime, and we'd take a piece of cardboard and wrap copper wire around it, and then on the end of it you'd have a needle. And for, I forget what they heard on them, but you could stick that needle on that crystal, different places, and you can pick up different.
I'll be damned, I've never heard that. That's pretty neat. I didn't think you. I guess people get real inventive.
I wish I could think of how we heard it.
That's what I'd like to know, is how you pick that up.
But I do know that that crystal. I never heard of one of them in 50, 60 years. But anyhow, it's just a little round rock-looking thing.
Yeah.
But you could that after you wrap that copper wire around, round, just a whole bunch of it around that thing, and then a needle hook it onto the end of it, and you could put it down on a different place and pick up. Well, it's just like picking up different stations on. Radio.
What about your parents? How did they seem? I mean, did you really observe them and see what they? How did they take the depression? I mean, what were they?
They never complained.
They never complained.
Never complained.
Oh, really?
I never heard them complain one time.
Even though they had to work just all the time.
No, they did not.
Didn't complain.
No, they sure didn't.
You know, my only complaint was,
what's that?
I'm sleepy. I got up at 2 o'clock every morning all the time I went to school.
Oh, really? What time did you usually go to bed at?
I don't know, you'd have to study at night, with a kerosene lamp, and somebody come out with a lamp they called a railback. It was a kerosene, but damn it, it gives good light you could see by it. But I used to go down and get the cows out of the pasture with a kerosene lantern.
How much, was kerosene expensive, or could you get it pretty easy?
Oh, yeah, probably about a nickel a gallon.
Wow. Now what about cars? Did you see a lot of cars during that time going down the roads? No, not hardly any.
No. You noticed the car when you saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First pickup we bought and had dairy was a 35, I think, Ford pickup. And brand new, it was $550.
Wow.
And the last one dad bought just before they froze from the war, he got a 41 Chevrolet, but it had gone up nearly $700 for a new pickup.
Wow.
Brand new.
So you could tell it was a big change from the Depression to...
Oh, yeah.
So were things cheap, it was a lot, I mean, did you have to work less from, like, the Depression to not being in Depression, that period of change? You know, how did it change from being in the Depression to being after the Depression? Did you work less or?
Worked less and the money was more available.
More money. So you could afford to go out and do things.
Right.
More, instead of just
working. Oh, yeah, during the Depression, it was tight.
It was real tight all the time.
Yeah, all the time, yes.
Wow.
For all those years.
No.
Several years.
Yeah. After I got old enough to do it, I was about 15. We'd go sit in the beer joint and drink beer.
That's okay, it's okay.
Oh.
Oh, we're still good. It's okay, I don't care, we'll add it. Anyway. Well, how much was beer? Because I'm sure a lot of people did drink. How much was whiskey back then, whiskey and beer?
I never did drink whiskey around anything. Beer was 2 bottles for 15 cents.
Did people drink a lot back then? I mean, did people drink more during the Depression because times were hard, or?
After the Depression, yes.
They could afford it. But during the Depression, people didn't really.
And they wasn't much.
Well, that was Prohibition,
they
too.
Didn't have, yeah.
Prohibition was in there, too.
Right.
I forgot when Prohibition
was.
Well, Texas and then Prohibition.
Yeah, I think everybody was Prohibition.
I didn't know that.
Huh. Yeah, that's true.
But heck, that was in, when I started drinking beer, was in 35.
Yeah.
Huh. And I didn't drink much because I didn't have the money.
Yeah. Sure, that's a lot of people had that problem.
It's hope that people never have to go through it again, but we all survived it and everything.
Oh, yes.
But it was hard.
Yeah, I bet it was.
It was hard, but then it made you appreciate the good times.
Oh yeah, after you know, things started picking up, you made you really appreciate.
Okay, that should probably do it. Thank y'all.
Did you cut it off?